We live, we on. Hip hop since 1987. Wild Tuna, the big fish, you already know. S&M Podcast, we here. I cannot say anymore. I'm excited. We lit.
Yeah, shout buddy.
Shout out to Trap Goods for the complimentary backwoods. Drippy Fish for the drip. And of course, Baked and Fucked. That's one of our 420 products that we have on as a gift. It's a lube. It's a 420. We're going to get into it.
Ooh. Yeah, man.
So let's talk about it. We here at S&M Podcast, Sex and Music. And we're going to talk about the most. We're going to talk about everything we can in this little segment that we got right here, right? So we're going to let y'all introduce yourselves first. And we're going to start from the right.
Hey, everyone. My name is Oceana. I am CMO of CanBase.com. It's a new tech startup which specializes in canning models, and pretty much being the new social media platform and e-commerce site for everything adult.
I signed up. It's lit.
Hi, everyone. My name is Fame, and I'm the owner of Les Kronims Productions. We're in an LGBTQ event production company here in the city of Philadelphia, and we primarily specialize in events for queer women of color.
It's lit. I definitely support that.
Hi, guys. My name is Mika. You can follow me on Instagram. Mika, love you a long time with the number two.
I mean, she do it two times.
Yes, and I'm a dominatrix and a dancer at Cheerleaders Philadelphia. And tomorrow, you guys can come check it out. It's Fetish Friday.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, my schedule clear tomorrow. We in there.
What's up, everybody? I am a Philly native here. My name is Blue Ray, and I'm a special effects makeup artist here in Philadelphia. I've done some TV shows, some movies. I'm sure you guys have heard of Wolf of Wall Street, maybe Jerseylicious from back in the day. And right now I'm working on my own visual album, which is a few songs to showcase some stuff going on here in Philadelphia.
Right, right.
So, you know, it can be talked about.
That's a bet. We're going to tune into that. We're going to tune in. So, look, we got a lot of good subjects to talk about tonight. But before we get to the topics, I really want to get into y'all, what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? What y'all really plan to do with your future goals. So I want to start with the Can Base because, you know, Can Base, you know what I'm saying? So Let's talk about it. Tell the world what you do, where you from, if you want to let them know all that. But so, yeah, let's talk.
I'm from Englewood, New Jersey, and I work as chief marketing officer of a new tech startup called CanBased. And CanBased is unlike anything that you've ever seen in the webcam modeling world, the porn world, or really anything else along those lines. I've started to really talk about it more like a Facebook meets Amazon of adult films. Because you got a profile, a lot like Facebook, you have status updates, you can manage your social media subscription services, but at the same time, you can also sell merch, live products on the site. And if you're a model, you already know that the people who tend to buy the stuff on your wish list tend to want to know where you live for the not exactly the nicest reasons. And what we do is we make it safer by having a warehouse proxy that fills out all the orders, which means that you get stuff straight to your door, things are done anonymously, you get stuff safe, and you get to interact with your fans on your terms.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. So for all the guys out there that be buying panties and all that, they not going to get that direct mail no more. They're going to get it from a warehouse.
Yeah, but that's the panties possible. Will be used.
They will be. Okay, that's safe. That's good. I like that. Safety first on everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing on S&M Podcast. We preach safety first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. So CanBase, so y'all up and running now?
Right now people can sign up. We're right now in demo mode. We're going to have a full rollout of all of our features one after another over the next coming months. And right now, it's only models that can sign up. In about a month or two, we're going to have studio signups, which means that if you have a porn studio, or if you're just a content creator with a lot of models under your belt, you can actually run a studio, have your models paid out as you see fit, and even manage all of the studio and models' work under your roof.
So I could start my own company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to talk about that. It's a good move. Hip hop is 1987. Something new coming real soon.
Sounds like it.
So CanBase, we can sign up now as models.
Mm-hmm.
You have a date on when you drop in for regular client signups, I should say?
The actual studios are probably going to be coming within about a month. With viewers, it's going to be tentative based on how many features we roll out for them, because we got some treats for them too.
Okay.
We just can't quite talk about them just yet.
Okay, treats. We like treats.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it. Nice. Okay. On to the next. We're going to roll.
All right. What I do. So I'm sure everyone's wondering, like, what Lescronyms means.
For sure. I was trying to figure it out on the way.
No one can really say it. No one. But Lescronym stands for lesbian acronyms. And it actually all started a few years ago. Me and my best friend, after clubbing one night, we were chilling in the car, rolling up. We was a little tipsy, and we were just like writing things on the windshield because it was like hot in the car.
Okay.
No homo. But
all homo, low key. It's all homo. All the shit they was doing. It was all homo. But go ahead.
It was a problematic situation.
Like,
I have to
see
that
because
me and my best friend are super close, so everyone thinks that we fuck, so it's like a thing.
So the one in all your pictures right now. Got you. I'm a follower.
So we started coming up with like just acronyms that pertain to the lesbian community. So just like off the wall type shit. But one of the first lescronyms that I ended up releasing was for a t-shirt design. And it was COOCH, and it stood for Courageously Overcoming Obstacles and Challenges Homosexually. So that's just an example of one of our t-shirts. But it went on from there, and we create all kinds of crazy, funny designs. But all in all, I actually come from like a social work background and a nonprofit background. So what I wanted to do was tie these t-shirt designs that I was making into raising funds for LGBTQ youth.
Sorry to interrupt you. But you're going to have a lot of straight guys wearing the shirt that says cooch on it.
I hope so. They should. Yeah. They're allies, so you should totally
thinking,
wear that
like,
shirt.
Damn, if I just seen it hanging up and I didn't know what it was still for, I'd still buy that shirt. Just so you know. Continue. I'll let you go.
Yeah. But we do a lot of fundraising. We select different charities or organizations to fundraise for quarterly. And then that ventured into event planning. So now we've developed another branch of our company. We do LGBTQ events. We center women of color for those events, queer women of color. One of the events that you may have heard of, we actually ended up making Visit Philly's top 25 LGBTQ events last year, which was really, really dope. Nice. Yeah, I'm a motherfucking brag because I was proud of branding, you know? And actually, I was at a meeting at Visit Philly today talking about how we needed more representation when it comes to the mainstream tourist sites that we have up, such as Visit Philly. So making sure there are more events for people of color listed on those sites so that they can attract the attention and, you know, attract the people we need to keep these events going.
Right.
So that's pretty much what we do.
Well, we support that, too. We got two dope ventures that hip-hop since 1987 is now back, and I support that. So keep rocking, and, you know, keep me in the loop on what y'all got going on.
Thank you for having us here.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
It's my turn. Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
This girl.
Talk to her, talk
all right, so what do I do?
Oh, man. Here we go.
First of all, I'm single. I'm just putting it out there. So I'm a full-time dancer, a cheerleader. What?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm a dominatrix too. Yes. So should I tell about it?
Okay, yeah. For people who don't know.
A dominatrix. Yeah. You know, so yeah. If you want to get beat up, call me.
No. Explain how you explained it outside.
Outside, I work with like fetish people. Like I would do that. Like I would really like dominate them. Like they want to be like get hurt, like whip, bull whip, a flogger, and
that wasn't it. She said,
yeah.
She said I fuck men in their ass.
Yes. it's pegged. It's called pegging. Yes. And I can actually like fist their asses too, yeah. And then you could like milk them at the same time, and it would just like, yeah.
I like that.
I don't fuck, but I fuck them. There you go.
And men. men like this.
Well, yeah, because being a dominatrix, it's not them like fucking you. No, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because so some guys they're like, oh, they're not into like pegging. Some guys are like, oh, like. I'm not gay, but I like it in my ass too, but I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Because if okay. they're gay, why would they ask for me? You know what I'm saying?
Just, right. Okay. Yes. Okay. I'm glad.
I'm sorry.
No, because everybody learning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're just making sure we know what's going on. That makes sense. On. That's what's up. It makes sense.
I never thought about it that way.
I didn't either. Because I was.
I like what I do. So, okay. Yeah.
That's what it be. But if it's girl doing it, that's lit. We're going to definitely come back to you for some more questions.
I'm so vanilla on this stuff. I just know how to be a good dancer.
You got more? Oh, please tell me.
Teach. Teach.
Okay. It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes.
By the way, just so everybody, this all right. They bought bags and suitcases of some shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's going to go over on this side of the table.
You guys are
going to
see my BBC. I got that BBC.
She got some. She be fucking niggas and shit. She got some shit going on over here. But yeah, go ahead.
Keep going. Hello, everybody. My name is Blue Ray. I also work as a dancer over at Cheerleaders. I've been in the nightlife industry for so many years. I started out over at Delilah's and then Penthouse Club, which was run by one of my uncles, actually.
Oh, good.
And I got started in the industry actually through Penthouse because I did a pictorial for Penthouse Magazine for November 2009. So that kind of stirred everything, put it in gear, I guess you can say. Just crazy because back then everything was a little bit different. Like, I'm a little bit on the older side, but I kind of just like, I came into social media. But I remember back then where you had to do a little bit on auditions and actually be there, if that makes sense.
So the Instagram models is
yeah, it's kind of, I tilt my head at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know.
Be careful. Instagram models. She ain't fucking with y'all. Y'all better show up to these fucking auditions. Yeah,
yeah, you already know. But right now I'm working on a visual project and it's called Last Call. And basically what it is I've been a special effects makeup artist here in Philly for about over 10 years now. So I've worked on a couple different movies, TV shows.
Wow, okay.
And I kind of, I'm no singer or rapper by no means, but I look at it as it's art. So if you got a message, you got something to put out there, do it. Definitely. And
everybody in this building is making and creating art. Like everything you do is art. You
know, yeah, like this is, it's a whole different lane for me because like my father is in the music lane. He was a backup drummer for Genesis. Oh, wow. So he also built drum kits for Anthrax, Aerosmith, Prince. Oh man, Randy Costello, all them. He worked with Phil Niccolo back with Epic Records, Jive down in the South. Like, so he's very old school blues, jazz. So me going to my father and saying, hey, record me. That sounds crazy. That sounds crazy because I'm on, like I said, I'm on a tinkering actual makeup side, you know, tinkering, making props and, you know, understanding how to be an actress.
Right.
So I look at it this way. 2020 is the year of being fearless and it's the year of being leaders. So there's, you know, a mass awakening going on right now. People, you know, want to claim, you know, the whole woke situation or whatever.
Right. I'm woke.
But
I'm woke.
Yeah, but there's a difference in actually really being like aware and people that claim they ride in the little bus with it. But, you know, and then you got a lot of these artists nowadays, like, you know, and just hip hop in general, hip hop's different.
Oh yeah, it's gonna keep
changing. Woo, it's different. Like coming from growing up with like Trina, Little Kim and all them, and now it's like Megan Thee Stallion.
Isn't that different though? It's not too different.
So here's
Trina,
the thing.
Megan
so,
Stallion.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Being a dancer, being a stripper, being a dancer back then was looked so down upon. Right. So now that is so wide open, it kind of has turned into a piece of the showcase for these artists nowadays. Because if you look at it, like even with the Super Bowl, you got J Lo looking fly as hell up on a pole.
And she should be.
And I can't even do half those tricks.
Because that shit ain't.
You know?
That's so impressive.
Her and Shakira killed it.
That's dope though, because like we want to highlight that, and that's what you do, and that's what you do, and that's what all y'all do. Y'all highlighting the other side of stuff that people don't want to talk about, and that's why I'm here. I'm trying to highlight that.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about some shit.
Yeah, it's heroes on poles too. Oh. Heroes on poles.
Heroes on poles. Well, you got poles on the bus, right?
I do have poles on the bus.
Poles on the bus. We should have pulled up in a bus. Episode 2, we're going to be on the bus. What's up?
Looks like CamBased is going for a ride.
And it's going to be live.
You need to be there.
Okay.
I'm inviting myself.
Default.
We can drink to that.
We're all invited.
We can drink to that. We're going to get it popping. So let's jump into these topics, right? You know what I'm saying? I want to hear y'all's side of things. Y'all all have different walks of life. Y'all do different things. And I just want to know some things, and some guys know some things, right? So we're going to highlight some topics, and we're really going to break down into the minds and let people know what's really going on and how y'all really feel. You know what I'm saying? Let
Sounds
the fellas
game.
Know how y'all really feel. You definitely don't got to tell all the fellas how
Yo,
you really
she
feel.
She a freak, boy. She a freak.
Tell them a little something, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to break into this first topic real quick, right? It's real quick. We're going to talk about relationship goals. It's real simple.
Oh, God.
Like, fellas just need to know real quick. Give us your top three things that make a relationship perfect. Real quick. That's a good job.
Well, for this, I'm actually going to have to take a little bit of inspiration from my husband. Because,
okay.
Yes, love you, Scope Elements. Best hardstyle DJ ever.
DJ.
Yeah, hardstyle DJ. He's a raver. So for me, the three things that really made the relationship work was the fact that we talk things out. Like, if you can't communicate, if one of you is stonewalling, if one of you is refusing to work on things, it's gonna fall apart.
Okay, talk things Facts. Out. Communication. So that's number
yeah.
one on y'all list? Communication?
Like,
absolutely, I agree. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Good communication.
Okay.
I don't think it's yes. number one, but I think it's yeah. the, I don't think it's number one,
but
I think
top
it's
three?
Top three. Yeah,
yeah.
for
yeah.
sure.
Top
for
three.
Sure.
Okay. All right, what you think? Can I get, you got communication? Let me get one from you.
I agree with the communication. Good communication, not
right.
any communication.
Right.
Secondly, I think you have to be matched sexually as well.
Yeah. Okay,
that
maybe.
Sex drive has to be matched, or like you, because you can put up with someone not dicking you down
it's
only for so long. Mm. Only for so
thing.
Long.
It's too much a thing, though.
It's too much what?
It's
too much.
Too much.
Too much dick.
Yeah.
No, that's never a thing.
It's too much. You still like that. You know, I was because you the shit was crazy. I was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
That one, whatever you said, it's number one, top one. There you
oh,
go.
That's the number
yeah,
one for real. Is it too much? You don't like a lot of dick all the time. You wanna talk.
See,
and cuddle. All right.
For me. All right, so like
if you wanna cuddle, it's cool.
Here's my thing. I don't know if it's like a Taurus thing, being bullheaded and stubborn or whatever, but I guess it might also come from like a little standalone complex because I'm also like a worker. So I like making money. I like working and I like being
so
independent.
So you'd rather be getting money than getting the
job. Well, here's the thing. It's not that I'm not open to it. Like, I'm always open to love. I've always, you know, I love love. But here's the issue. It's just being a dancer was always an issue. My lifestyle was always an issue. They couldn't handle it. There's always jealousy.
So they just
the last person I was with, yeah, the last person I was with actually had like jealousy issues based on work, based on being in the industry.
So you rather get money in your relationship?
I mean, at the end of the day, here's the thing. I want to be listen.
But
here's the thing.
This isn't a
thing. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Can we not say relationship? Can we? Can we say something different? Can we wipe out the word relationship because it's too janky? Partnership. I need somebody. Right.
Bring money.
I need a partner. Like
money, communication, and we need a lot of. Well,
which means
you
trust.
You need a lot of sex.
Now you got to go with the trust.
You said communication. And not too much communication. In
No, I said there's good communication and there's bad communication. Mm-hmm. I've had somebody tell me, fuck you, I don't like this. But that doesn't mean it changed the situation. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like,
okay.
that's not how you communicated
gotcha.
To
okay.
me.
I was just making sure it wasn't levels to it and shit. You know what I'm saying? Making sure. But we're going to be right back with more topics. We on S&M Podcast, Hip Hop Since 1987. Wild Tuna. I got the beautiful queens in the building.
Woo-hoo.
Let's keep it rolling. Not yet. Sometimes you dive in too early. Y'all ever had that situation?
What are you diving into?
I'm the big fish. You never know. So, yeah. So no, we really going to dive right in, right? So, I want to know about y'all sex life. So, I want to know what you like experiencing, what was good and what's bad. You know what I'm saying? Give me your best experience on your experimentation, and then your worst one.
Oh, shit.
Gotcha.
Let me look at my notes.
I feel like I'm embarrassed.
Okay. Well, one of my best experiences was I actually was in an adult film.
Okay.
Yeah. It was
That's
a
great
experience. It was a private release. It was a BJ scene. And it was with someone I love very much. Yeah, my husband.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was like the first time I ever did anything where we actually had like a professional camera person, and that was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's lit.
That and my husband and I, we've been kind of experimenting. I'm actually a cuckold.
Okay.
What is that?
So I actually am okay with him sleeping around.
Okay.
He can be the biggest man whore on the planet. I'll be like, yes!
Do you have to be there?
No.
Okay. Do you like being there, or you don't want to be
there?
Yeah,
I want to be there, but you know, if things happen, things happen. Okay. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go, and it's working. She's married, and she's happy.
Drinking into this conversation.
And he's a very, very happy man.
Yeah, I bet. The fuck? What the? How could he not? If he fuck up, you can't fuck up. What are you gonna do?
Believe it or not, I've been cheated on in an open.
Yo, you're really forcing him to bring out some memories with this conversation tonight.
Bring them on out. Smoke it out and bring them on out.
Gosh, so, this is
shout out to the luckiest man in the world, but go ahead. What's going on in your life?
The best experience and the worst experience.
Innocence.
For me, the best experience, I'll relate it to a feeling. The best feeling that I've had sexually was being fucked and me just like squirting everywhere. I don't know what it is about it, but I just fucking love it. I discovered that I could do it. And while it's happening, like, it's the best fucking feeling. I feel like I'm like fucking high or floating or some shit like that. So that's the best experience. Somebody that could do that to me. The worst experience, similarly, getting fucked. So I get fucked by women a lot, and they tend to not cut their nails and shit. So I would probably say the worst experience, and many women can identify with this, is getting fucked up while you're getting finger fucked.
Oh my God.
I was like,
you bisexual? You like guys and girls?
Goes away.
You like guys and girls?
I don't like guys. Guys are attractive to me. Mm-hmm. They're attractive to me. I can use them for sex. However, it's not who I'm attracted to. It's not who I want to lay down with at the end of the day.
Yeah, 1 to 10, what you giving me right now?
1 to 10?
Yeah.
Oh, you're very cute. You're very cute.
I appreciate
cute.
That.
Yes.
That's like a 9.5,
good job.
Y'all. Dang. 9.5. Do you like girls and guys?
Yeah.
Solid.
I am queer. Solid.
What's the 9.5?
9.5, because she ain't saying I'm beautiful. I ain't sexy as fuck.
Oh, I thought we were talking about this.
I know.
I was like my child. You're so cute.
I don't have to ask you.
Single digits? No, we're not in the single digits. But, so that's a terrible experience. I never experienced that ever, and I'm sorry that you had to experience that.
Me too.
Cut y'all fucking nails, please. Tell us.
God.
I wear gloves.
Oh.
And I have a technique. Like, I would like do this, like that.
Dear God.
There you go. I mean, that's fisting, though. But
because you fast on fingerage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fingerage for like what?
So is it my turn now?
That was. Oh yeah.
Where do I start? I'm like, oh my God.
It was just your best experience.
My one of my best experience. Mm-hmm. There you go. I was with this. They're both my friend, and their name is like Shiva. One girl, one guy. So he was like holding me on the couch like this. I was on top of him, like spread my legs like wide like that. And she was eating my pussy, and she was blowing air in my vagina. So it feels like dick in there, like all the
dangerous.
Way to my cervix. And the way she like my clit though, like I've never squirted like being eaten.
So we got two squirters in the building.
No, but the way she was doing it is like like slurping it like a vibrator. I'm like, whoa.
That's wild.
So like ever since I've been doing that. So every time like I go down on a girl, like I would like slurp the clit, like
that's your goal.
A vibrator, like that. Yeah.
Not one size fits all for that one. Don't do that on my pussy.
Follow you. So your worst experience?
My worst experience is if I don't come. There you go. Because I don't care.
I gotta come first. It doesn't matter.
Like, it's, I don't even know where to start. I gotta come first.
Like, so many times, y'all say, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's too many times. You don't know how many times. Because that's a, I would assume a lot of females complain about not being able to come with whoever they were.
No, I work for it. Yeah.
You get your shit.
Somebody got to do it. Yeah.
I'll get that shit out of you. You know what I mean? And if I can't, you're just being stubborn and you don't deserve to be here.
Yeah.
I won't call you.
Not like I'm going to do my thing when you land. I'm going to get it out of you. There's no quitting. And you married, so you said.
Beforehand, I have been known to kick people out of the bedroom and just be like, I'm bored, get the fuck out.
Real nigga.
Pretty sure
to
I
that.
Got some therapy bills from someone.
Call the fucking Uber. Sometimes you just got to do it.
If he didn't make anything pop, he's not getting jack shit. Period.
We didn't have Ubers back then in my early 20s. Yo, they had a walk.
So what's your best and worst experience? Oh, yeah.
Mine, oh man, my best experience. All right. I would say my best experience would be the one I had recently. I was actually seeing somebody, and we had a music connection, and I never had that with anybody before. So like to actually like create together, mm-hmm. and then like be comfortable listening to, you know, both your own songs. Yo, that shit is just fire. That's like some Drake shit. Yo, bye Drake.
Y'all fucking.
Uh huh.
So y'all just put like your own mixtape together.
Well, okay. So I'm not gonna say who it is, but no, he is a very great, great artist, and he's a producer.
Okay.
So
are we gonna disclaim his name?
No, absolutely the fuck not.
SNM podcast.
No, right, we cool. can't. We can't.
But we might play one of the songs.
No. Definitely not. Like, I mean, you want me to be honest, so the honesty is key, and honest, and it was most recent because I don't know, we had good passion. We had good passion. And I like that. I'm somebody that really likes passion, and I like, you know, like seduction and all that. Like sometimes I like getting freaky. Okay, like when I drink, like I get freaky. Sometimes, you know, the side drawer.
And no, sometimes if you were Taurus,
the side.
I don't know why you dimming it down.
All right,
listen, I'm an Aries. I don't know.
For
what
the record,
that means.
She's blushing and it's awesome.
Look, here's the thing. Okay, this whole social media thing is like different. I'm used to being able to be freaky, and there's no kissing and telling. Like you could do whatever you want, and ain't nobody saying nothing.
We got the uncut scene later
on. So,
I play the fifth.
We ain't saying no
so
word.
Yeah, the best one was the one where I had like probably the most passion, and we had like a really good music connection. We had like it was raw. And I'm picky like that too. Like I really am. Like if I feel like just like, you know, just jumping around, I'm single. Like I don't want to say jumping around, but you know, I'm single, I'm dating, whatever.
What was your worst though?
Whatever.
So what's your worst when you just don't come and the nigga can't rap for real?
Oh God.
You have a nigga try hit it and rap at the same time?
No, absolutely not. No, that's corny as shit.
I don't know. Shit.
Fuck no.
You never know.
I'd probably be like, you gotta go. There's
so
the door.
So like in your relationships, like everybody loves oral sex, I believe, right?
Yes.
Have you ever come across anybody who didn't like oral sex?
Yeah.
Any relationships? And they didn't like it? Didn't like receiving or giving?
I had one ex who did not like receiving, and like it took him about, like we were on and off for a while, and it took him about 5 years before he would let me go down on him.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay.
Oddly enough, that was one of my worst sexual experiences, but.
Well.
I'm sorry, bro. You know who you are. Please get therapy.
Get your shit right, cousin. You missing out on like half the world of shit. Like, unless you fucking with her, then you got a whole number.
Yo.
Yeah,
for
that's
real.
Wild. I like that. That's wild. That's like that to understand people, you know, like different things and shit. Maybe you're gonna find out one day why he didn't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be a whole psychological breakthrough.
Oh, I found out.
Just save the life.
I found out he was very shy about his size.
Oh shit. Well
yeah.
Can't change that. Well you might be able to. Surgeries and shit. I got you, brother.
Therapy is important. Hey. I'm so sorry, man.
Yo, I met somebody before that had the smallest dick in the world. My jaw dropped to the ground. I didn't know how to feel. I literally
did you kick him
I
out?
Had to go, yo. I had to go. Like
you kicked him out? Oh,
yes.
Would you leave? You like, no, I'm
yo, like, how yeah. is it even possible? How is this? How is a you thumb? Leave, how do you pee out anyway. Of that?
Exactly. If I'm there, it better be something substantial.
Yo, I was scarred.
My husband's very
so
well
do you,
down.
Do you hook up with other girls?
Well, actually, me and my husband are swingers. So okay. if Ooh. We're approached by couples or if we're approached by single ladies, Ooh. Then, you know, things may happen. It's all about as long as we talk it out, we know the safety precautions, we know everyone's limits, we're all happy.
That's out.
But yeah, okay. I've never actually like seen one that was actually super small. So most of the guys, like, if you're insecure.
But what's small to y'all? Like, what's your size? What's your size?
Like, what super small would be 3 inches.
All right, well, this dude, yo, you know how they used to say, like, I don't mean to be, you know how back in the day they used to say, like Asians had the smallest penises?
That's what they said?
Yes, that was a stereotype.
I mean, for real.
I'm going to show you my penis.
Okay, I know your penis is big, bitch.
I don't know.
I know your penis is big, bitch.
12 years old, so I was like, I seen all kinds of porn, so I was like, fuck it.
The porn that I watch now, they're pretty small.
What was your favorite porn?
My favorite porn, I like threesomes and foursomes. I like DP.
Yeah. Do you have threesomes and foursomes DP. Though? Or is that like just a fantasy of yours?
I've had a threesome before, twice, but it's kind of, I mean, it's not something that happens every day, I guess you could say. Do
we have threesomes? What about you? Because y'all doing all kinds of wild shit.
So like my husband and I have had had a threesome, yeah.
But what's your favorite porn though?
Ah, what's shit.
What you like
Let's
watching?
Let's see. Let's see. Anything with tentacle plants.
Tentacle plants?
Hentai.
Wait, what?
I'm a hentai person.
So
yeah.
Like tying shit up? Like tying up balls and shit?
That is not what hentai is. It's,
so tell me.
It's please explain. It's anime porn. Anime like the porn. Weird like.
Anime porn?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, so like.
that weird shit. I'm the
so
nerd.
Like you fantasize
yes.
about that. Like, is that a fantasy? Like, if that.
Yes, like if a tentacle
happen?
Plant was real, I'd never leave my room, man.
Yo, I am so vanilla. I have so much to learn.
And you don't even. You got your husband plus 30 dicks and you cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it'd go.
That's,
I'd okay. never leave my room. That'd be the end of it.
Bro. What about y'all? What y'all look at?
What?
What you look at? What's your favorite porn?
DP.
Okay. So do you
and gangbang.
Do you like that?
And then like tribing. That. Like tribing, like girls, like double-ended dildo.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that too.
True.
Okay. I like those.
Yeah.
What you like?
All right.
Or do you not watch porn? You just
no. All right. Here's the thing. Only my true friends really know this. Like for real. There's a little secret about me, and I guess I'm about to just say it because we're talking about this topic. So I am like a secret little lesbian, and I like lesbian porn, and I think women are great. I had an interaction.
I was just about to say you on Pornhub right now.
No.
Everybody like lesbians.
But no, because here's the thing. Like, I never was like in a relationship or anything. I've always been with men though. So like, I had a, yeah.
So that's
because it was always like, you know,
so guy, been with the
men and women have kids, whatever, get married. I did once recently because recently.
Why are you looking at me?
Recently.
Listen, I don't remember. It was Patricia.
No, but we were trying to figure out if we had a threesome with each other. We couldn't figure it out because we did go to St. Thomas. We did go to St. Thomas with each other.
I don't remember.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, listen, there's times that we really get fucked up sometimes and have some fun. Like, for real. Like, sometimes I just really don't remember. That's why I'm asking.
We'll smoke some more here. Y'all smoke this L. And we gonna move on to the next topic. You know what I'm saying? So y'all. Are we good?
Oh.
Alright, you just remember the camera. Oh, so yeah.
We gonna move on to the next all topic. The behind the scenes.
So y'all pushing. Oh, since the camera off, y'all. No, I'm playing. Since y'all pushing, you know, freedom in everything y'all do, you know what I'm saying? Sexual freedom. What is y'all biggest obstacle pushing the sexual freedom that you think you have right now? Is there still obstacles in front of y'all when y'all pushing what y'all doing? Do y'all still feel held back?
Of course.
Or that you can't do certain things to represent?
Yeah.
So talk about it.
Just ignorant people.
Yeah, absolutely. I have an issue. I have sexual issues. And relationship issues, honestly, they stem from being a dancer. To be honest with you, because I'm around
I'm in a sexual environment, you know what I mean? So I'm dealing with men 24/7. I'm around, you know, tits and ass 24/7, whether I'm bartending, whether I'm dancing, it doesn't matter, right, you know, so being in a club. So it kind of screwed me up a little bit for a while.
In the way that you didn't want to be in a relationship?
Well, that came a little bit later, to be honest. But when I was in a relationship, it screwed me up because that's where, you know, the whole jealousy situation happened with, you know, working in the club and, you know, getting nude and all that. But the biggest problem was being in a sexual environment and then going home to my man and then, like, not wanting to have sex because I just came home from being in that sexual environment, right, being, all like, day. Yeah, like, almost, like, sometimes, you know, sexually getting assaulted and, you know, dudes getting rough, you know what I mean? So it's like, you don't even want to be touched. You don't even want to deal with
What's up with security in these strip clubs? They're not doing their job these days, huh?
Most of them suck, but, you know, there's you got your good clubs, you know. You got your good clubs where they look out for you. They take care of you.
That's what I'm saying.
Cheerleaders always been great with us. They always look out for all the celebrities come through. All the girls always.
Right. Safety first. So, like, give a tip to all the clubs that makes a good club safe for all the girls to go to. How can you help these girls that's coming up to be able to find a good club and recognize? Like, what's the first thing you look at?
Oh, man. One thing I can say is you do not need to have sex for money. You do not need to cross that boundary for nothing. Yeah, it's all about gift and gab. Make them pay for your presence. Make them pay to be in your presence. When it comes down to it, being a dancer, it's like being an actress, being an actor. You putting on a show.
Right.
It's fantasy world.
Too? Yes.
So tell me about your experience in the dance world.
Me as an entertainer, like, I sell fantasy. So, yes, you gotta work smart, not harder. Come on. So, like, most of these guys, like, I don't even go around, like, bother them, like, for, like, a few dollars, tips, stuff like that. Because, like the right client is, like, will, like, come to you.
Yep.
Will get you.
Yeah.
Most of these guys, like, oh, I'm just, like, here to hang, just drinking beer, this blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why are you here?
But that's a big tip to all the girls out there. Because I be in the club, you know what I'm saying? I support. Mm-hmm. I'll support.
Yeah.
So all the girls out there who be out here trying to hound the guys for the dollars, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, get your little dollars and all, but don't push it, you know what I'm saying? Because as a man, I know
your worth.
If I want to come over, you know what I'm saying? Of course, come say hi, what's up, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But, you know.
Everyone should be treated as people and not as money. You know, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
Right.
I say, like this, it's boundaries. It's like an unwritten language at the end of the day. And it also there's also an etiquette with it, too. So not only do you have to be respectful to the clients that come in there, but the girls need to be respectful to one another. Can't be stepping on each other's toes or any of that. Like,
sure. Everybody gotta have respect. And that's in every platform and every industry for
work
sure.
Work together. There's enough money to go around. Facts. It's a different time now.
Facts.
It's definitely a different time now.
So again, y'all still pushing freedom, sexual freedom. What are y'all obstacles and what do y'all want to see in y'all industries? What do y'all want to see breakthroughs in?
Well, there's actually a lot of obstacles in the camming industry. One of which is that a lot of girls, they go into this industry, they're completely green to it. They assume that's going to be easy money. It's going to be hey, look at my boobs. Okay, now tip me. And then all of a sudden they're able to pay rent. And between the low payouts of a lot of sites, a lot of the predatory behavior of viewers, and just not really being given a guide to how to handle it, because it's not an easy industry. It is actually, it can be emotionally devastating, any sort of sex work. Mm-hmm. And I say this as a former fetish model who turned writer, who turned CMO. Like, I know how bad some of those girls get treated, and a lot of them feel very scared to speak up for themselves.
So online, in person,
and it's very hard for them to speak up. It's very hard for them to get the kind of guidance that they need. Mm. And that's actually why my platform is working on getting a knowledge base, which is written by models for models, to help them understand the experiences that they're going to go through, how to better market themselves, and also just how to deal with all the crazy bullshit that can come with being sexually open like that.
Right.
Like,
so what about you? Do you experience that in you know, making your moves and promotion or anything in your line of work?
For sure. The events that I do are, you know, considerably in comparison to other events, somewhat risque. Mm-hmm. So getting a lot of people to promote the types of events that I'm trying to push can definitely be a barrier, simply because they're a lot more conservative, things of that nature. I do come from a corporate background, so I'm all about like getting sponsorships and things of that nature. It's really hard to get certain types of sponsors for my events because, you know, we have pole dancers, we have twerk contests, you know, we have all the fun shit. So what I'm trying to do is marry the two, you know, like we can, as, especially as women's rights and especially as sex workers' rights are progressing, we can start to think differently about how we're putting on events and who we're getting to sponsor. So
yeah, that's a bit, All right, solid. I like that. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it rolling. We got some things we're going to jump into on this last segment. A little behind the scenes. You know, y'all know the vibes. We'll be right back, though. We'll be right back. Hip-hop since 1987, S&M Podcast, the uncut version. We here with our lovely lady still. It's your boy, Wild Tuna. And then we on the Oiled Up Challenge. And number one contestant, we're going to run it up.
Woo! Yay! Work it, baby.
Woo! Let me hold the hair. I got the hair. I got the hair. Let me hold the hair. Oh, yeah, yeah. Bend that thing over. Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Definitely the lesbian experience
that I
needed.
Join in the fun.
Ooh, I feel like I'm being marinated.
Move on over. Move on over.
So how do you win?
I think everyone wins.
It's a contest. What? It's a contest.
We all win. We all win.
What?
I think you need to get the other oil on your chest. Like,
yes. There you go. Oh,
damn.
There you go. I think she likes it. That's the thing.
Care.
That's the thing.
Guys, she fucks guys in their asses. Like, what?
Right.
Paint with
paint. This is some back there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, massage me. You give me happy ending, too.
Just slide on behind you there.
Ooh,
yes.
Nice. This is the highlight of my day, for sure.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah.
Is the angle good? Looks good.
Just rub it down as sexy, you know, lady.
Nipples.
Yes. They're great.
It's raining.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think
she's getting turned on.
I know. Shit.
Let's go.
Well,
we
I mean, you are my friend. So
we have a big bag. In case you get turned on for whatever reason is going on, I don't know. There's a bag of toys somewhere. Feel free to dive into the bag of toys and do what you want to do. It's Hip Hop since 1987, uncut. You can do what you want.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'll give this pour. This is my pour.
Oh, turn up.
First, did
everybody get a splash?
You probably sharing with this, that's for
did
sure.
Did everybody get a splash?
Damn.
Oh, yes.
There you go, okay. Great.
So this is what it means to have a BFF. Best
friend for life. We best friends forever, for sure.
Best fuck for life.
There we go.
Go
to
that, go to that, you know?
See, I knew it would be good. Damn it.
Like, it was fantasy. It was a good instinct.
You spoke it up. Ooh. 2020.
Oh, shit. Will's getting on the shirt.
Oh, well, we might as well oil you up, too. Hop on up there. Have a seat. Get on up. Get comfortable. We gotta oil you up too if you already oiled up for real. She missing something.
Oh damn, it's cold.
Ooh, cold.
Oh,
cold.
Ah! Oh. Silly. Rub it in.
Oh shit, I think my boobs are deciding to play peekaboo instead.
Oh, gotta just let it happen. Yep. Gotta let it happen.
Might as well leave it out.
Do you have any seasoning?
Seasoning?
What would you like?
You gotta sign consent for it for those seasons. Oh, Cuffs is coming out. They're coming out.
Yep.
Well, they're not on me today.
I was in need for moisturizing earlier, so I guess this really works, yeah.
There you go. There you go. Make sure y'all get the cheeks, too. You gotta get the cheeks.
Not my face.
You might hop up on that thing. Might as well.
Oh, scooch behind.
It's once in a lifetime experience sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Might as well jump on the table when the table's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think you're supposed to get up yet.
Now, the first thing about this is that you have to base the stripper.
For sure.
You gotta get warmed up first for that, you know, the really good champagne course.
For the main course. You have to face the stripper. And make sure that she's properly tenderized by massaging her legs.
But yeah, give the camera the view so they see how nicely evenly done rubs you all up. Mm-hmm. Nice and shiny and all that. It's definitely a good vibe. We're gonna go to the next set. You can sit right there if you want to get in the front.
My makeup.
Oh, that's cool.
My makeup
might,
in my pants.
It might be worse than doing this thing later, you know? You never know. So.
Oh, I was like, syrup, Scott. Where's the bag? I was like, my eyebrow.
You got the bag?
With a bag of tricks. So I can't really get on that.
We got those two right there. The camera's paused. Do you want to get into your fetish stuff? Do you want to answer the question?
I mean, if everyone's going to answer the question, I'll think of something that I've done. Right. So,
not the freakiest thing you do. You've already asked that. How freaky are you?
Oh, how freaky are you? Oh, yeah. I thought we were just answering a question.
What's the extreme you go to, I guess, right?
Oh, damn. Okay, I don't know about that.
Like, what's your fetishes? What do you get into? Like, how freaky are you?
But we have to do it?
No. You don't have to do it.
Oh, okay. That was the disconnect.
I mean, whatever you want to do, but...
Okay.
But,
you might want to go in the red chair.
Hip hop since 1987, your boy Wild Tuna head, and we still rocking out on the uncut scenes and the uncut version of S&M Podcast. Listen, I need to hear some stories. I need to hear some fetishes. What's going on in y'all heads, right? So, this the how freaky are you challenge, right? So we're gonna start with Oceana. How freaky are you? What's your extreme? What do you like? What's your fetish?
Aside from watching my husband with another woman, I am very much into pointy, sharp objects.
Explain.
I like knives. I like Wartenberg pinwheels. I like pretty much anything that can put a little bit of scratches on me, so.
Okay.
Yeah, long nails included.
So who do you like inflicting that pain on you?
My husband, usually. I usually like to be dominated by men, but I also submit to women depending on my mood.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
So I've never done it before, but if we talking about like how freaky I want to get, and it might not be a lot to a lot of people, but I'm like heavily into bondage porn and things of that nature. So I like want to be like tied up and just like fucked all day. Like, whenever someone wishes to just come fuck me. Like, that's my ideal.
Or you gotta be like, ropes.
Anything, honestly, but it'll be interesting because I'm claustrophobic.
What about you?
I think what I fantasy of wanting to go to a different island and have a bomb ass threesome underneath a waterfall.
That's
completely different.
Man, sounds magical.
I like that. That's a good
one. Yeah, because you get the passion and then you get, you know, you
have
like,
the song,
and...
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Just stick to rivers that you're
used to. Nah, see, I you know, I learned the hard way.
You a Disney princess on the cover, ain't you? You a Disney princess on the cover. Uh-huh.
That's what music playing, synchronized sex and synchronized songs. If you record it, it's probably musical. Yeah. Poor musical. Is that a thing yet? We might have invented some.
Poor musical.
Actually, funny thing. A friend of a friend of mine, his name is Eitan, he did Hamilton, the porn musical, and actually had rap things involving porn and Alexander Hamilton.
Wow.
It was an AVN Award winner. I was like floored when I saw that.
Hamilton. 1987 will be at the next AVN Awards. Yeah. Please believe it. We in the building. So.
Me?
Well, we know. But tell us more. You don't
know how crazy I can
going
get?
On.
Or.
What's going on?
I mean.
Yo, there's a penis staring at me.
Surprise me with this one. What don't I know? What don't I know?
I had a threesome with a father and son. On my 27th birthday. No, 26th. Yeah.
That is a new frontier.
My fantasy is have a threesome with a TS and another guy.
A what?
Like double dipping. Like me, like nice. Riding Twitter face, big tits, big.
What's
top.
A TS?
Trans.
Yeah.
Trans.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, okay. Trans woman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you into. Well, don't with me.
I'm not into that.
It is so hard to focus when you have a big black cock staring you right at the face like that.
I haven't seen one of those in such a long time.
Yes. So double penetration, that's a good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else? Tell us about these things, because you use these.
Oh, yes, because I said I'm a dominatrix, so this is one of my favorite toys. You know, I get penetrated too while I'm, like, doing the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good job.
Do you use it on girls as well?
Not really. I use this one,
because
it's bigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have a butt plug, you know. Should I put it in my ass?
Yeah. How freaky are you? How freaky are you? Are we
going to win a challenge?
Yeah.
I dare you.
Whipping. I do whipping as well. Oh. Hot wax. There you go.
Hot wax is my shit. I love that.
Yeah.
Explain that. What is that?
It's a candle. Like,
and you just put it on the. You drip wax on yourself.
On
the
back.
Oh, yeah. I thought you applied it with a whip or something.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
I don't know.
No, not like that.
That's a good one. So tell me.
What I do with this mask?
Yes.
Yeah. I walk them.
So what do you do when you walk them, though? Don't got to do it to me. But you can tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean. They wanted to be like dominated, you know what I'm saying?
Them?
Yeah. I really like.
Do y'all like being spanked?
I do, I love it.
You like being spanked? Can you lightly spank? Or is there like levels? I know it's
levels. It really depends. Because like me, I can't just like hit them now. It's there's like a connection.
Do you have a connection with anyone in the room?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Damn.
Good luck.
Wait, I have a question for you. So I got an Instagram DM recently, and a guy asked me to kick him in his balls.
Yeah, I stump balls, like really, like my whole like weight.
Like they like the
all
pain.
The balls. Yeah.
They like kick in, dropping things
is
on them.
Durable?
It's crazy. Mm.
Cock and ball torture, CBT.
Ooh. Is that durable for real?
I feel so scared to hurt them. Right?
It doesn't
deform
them eventually.
And
stomping, like
balls
stomping.
Like literally with the heel and everything.
Yes.
Like just boom right into everything.
Are they hurt? Does it hurt them?
I don't know. I don't know.
Build up a tolerance to it.
A tolerance. Wow.
I don't know because you know, just flicking a guy in the nuts, it hurts them. So imagine stomping.
I can't imagine. That's the thing.
Me neither.
I didn't cross my legs and stuff. I can't imagine.
And then having having the electrolyte, what is it?
That thing makes so much noise when it goes.
The electric nipple, the electric nipple. You can hear the sensitizers, whatever. Would you zap them?
It's all protein.
Electric.
So would you, would y'all all two hand this apparatus, or is this a one hander for y'all?
That's
more than.
Suck it, I dare you.
Oh, she dared you.
How far can you go?
The baby oil on the hair. I'm good.
Somebody hold her hair. Hold her hair for her. She got it. You can leave that. You can relax.
Yes.
That was pretty far. That's not bad. Next question. Y'all had threesomes before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all had threesomes. What was y'all wildest threesome like that you had? Because you want a tranny in your threesome, right, TS?
Mm-hmm.
So have you, you never had that before?
No.
So that would be your wildest threesome, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like so my fantasy.
Would y'all want that too? Is that what is that something?
I've thought about that before for sure. I fantasize about it, but it's not like in my daily fantasy, if you will. So.
What is the thing? You like that?
I am pansexual, so that is a hard yes for me.
So, that's a good one. Tell people what pansexual means.
Pansexual means that you're not just attracted to men and women, you're attracted to non-binary people, trans women, trans men, intersex.
Whoever turns you on, just like your dad, if she just feels the connection, right?
Yeah.
So would that make you a pansexual too? I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't have any preference, you know what I'm saying? It's
She want to get beat up real quick.
All right, so back then when they had, what was it, Girls Next Door, where they had the grotto of like all the Playboy bunnies and stuff? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Having a whole Playboy experience, I think, would be awesome.
Shout out to the porn industry.
Yes.
One time. We got to talk to one of the most influential. Then we might have it. But the last question we're gonna have here, right, is we're pushing freedom. We're pushing everybody to do what they want to do openly.
Freedom,
right?
The nipples!
And so, she won.
So tell me one more thing that y'all want to push and message for everybody that's listening out there, that's tuning in. One more message that you want to get to the people before we get out of here. And let them know who you are so they know who's talking for the podcast.
My name is Oceana. I'm CMO of CamBased. Check our Instagram out at CamBased. The one thing that I really wish that everyone would learn a little bit more about, learn to fucking love yourself. I don't care if you are a viewer, a performer, everything in between. I see so many people acting miserable and tearing other people down just because they feel ashamed of their own sexuality or who they want to be. Stop being ashamed. Love that person inside of you, no matter who it is.
Good.
That will make your world a way better one, and it'll make the world around you a better place.
Yes. Everything. We good.
But give us something to follow you on
Instagram. Nah, I got you. Fame, you can follow me on Les Cronyms, LEZ. CRONYMZ, and also we have a website, lescronyms.org. Just one thing that I want to say to everyone, or leave with everyone, is to
similar to what Oceana said, do you. Like, really just go out there and do you no matter what it is. It's never too late to reinvent yourself. I've only been doing what I've been doing for like the last 3 years, and I found success doing it and happiness doing it, and I'm broke as fuck, but I wouldn't have it any other way because I'm doing what I love right now.
Right.
So go out and do that.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Right. Let's get it.
Okay, my name is Blue Ray, and you can get me at im.blue, B-L-U-R-A-Y underscore on Instagram. And for me, I'm just going to say this. Coming into the dancing experience and the gentlemen's clubs and the sex industry, I came up doing it. I came up on a negative experience. So my message would be for any of the girls, if you're going through an abusive situation, please get out of it. Get out of it immediately. And don't ever think that you got to stoop low enough or have anybody pressure you into doing something you don't want to do. And that's huge. I stand huge for that with being in the entertainment industry, no matter what it is, acting, music, sex industry, it doesn't matter what it is. Stand up for yourself. No means no. Your body is your temple. And that's where I stand with that.
Consent is key.
Yes. Yeah.
Talk to me. One more message you want to give to them. Tell them where to follow you.
Hi, you can follow me. I'm sorry. You can follow me on my Instagram. It's MIKA, love you long time, with the number 2. And come see me at Cheerleaders. And yeah. I would love you long time.
We're going to tonight. Tonight we at Cheerleaders.
We vibing.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
We thought and bopping.
All right, bet. So, it's your boy, Wild Tuna.
Yeah.
Big Fish of the Seven Seas. It's the first episode, so I just want to give a round of applause for y'all for coming out. Appreciate y'all.
This was fun.
I hope you stayed today, because she was ready for y'all.
Yes.
There's no. Appreciate y'all. Episode 1, Hip Hop Since 1987. That's in the podcast. We gone.
Woo! Yeah.
Congrats, y'all.
Good job, y'all.
Good job.